You see, Yah has us on his mind. Who are we that he's mindful of us? Oh, he's here today. He's here with me. I come to gather his name and to worship my Abba. And he declares where two or three are gathered in his name. He said, there shall I also. Don't even doubt it. You believe that? Well, sure, I believe that. Hallelujah. Do you feel that? Don't need to feel it. I believe it. I don't need no feeling for that. Hallelujah. If my wife tells me she loves me, of course I will get, that time I get goosebumps or whatever. But I don't need no feeling with that. That satisfies me enough. Yah says he loves us, right? For Yah so loved us all that he gave Yahshua. But that doesn't create no feeling in us. We hear that and it doesn't really do nothing for us. It doesn't make us run and shout and dance before Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. We can't be superficial. We must be real. We got to be real. Real, real. We must be real in everything that we do. We have to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when Abai began to turn away, his nation began to turn away from Yah's, from the Torah of Yah, from his mitzvah, his mishpatim, his statute. They began to multiply, and they think by their own hands they have procured this wealth unto him. And then their lev is lifted up before Yahweh, and they say unto him, for we have brought ourselves out of Mizraim. Verse 15. Who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery sharath, fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought. And where there was no water, todayah for the living well today. We're in a time of fiery serpents, brothers and sisters. They're firing at your mind, the serpents, the fiery dots of hell. That's why we need to have on the whole arm of Yah, that you can withstand the fiery dots of hell. Shatan is sending the fiery darts. He's using everyone to fire at your mind, your lab, to destroy the power of Yahweh's integrity. He wants to remove you away from the Torah where I don't believe that. It makes no difference whether you believe it or not. Yahweh believes it. It makes no difference whether you believe his Torah is right. He believes it. That's why he put it in the heart of Israel. Do you all hear me? It makes no difference whether you believe it or concur at all. He concurred with it. How do I know? Because he gave the written Torah unto Moshe. And then he says, I'm going to give the life of the Torah. He's going to come from my bosom, because even though Moshe, I love him. And I know that he knows that I am real. It's going to take me acting on this hand. So from my bosom will come this living life. And what shall he be? He shall be Yah. He shall be the sure way that I shall send. And Yahshua leads us to the sure power of Torah. He leads us to the sure rights of Torah. He leads us to the sure knowledge of Torah. Not inhibited by Pharisees, Sadducees, and rabbinical writings. That's why he wrote it in the level of Israel. So we don't need no rabbinical writings or altering or changing or clarification. We need the Ru'ah of Yah to clarify it. Hallelujah. I feel all right today. The old preacher would say, I sense something burning down inside. Hallelujah. I sense that. What? You happy? Sure, I'm happy. For Yah is going to feed me full today. And I'm not going to get up and play either. When I get up from this table, I'm going to toda Yah. Toda. Barak Yah. For the bread today, for the staying power of his bread. Never stale. Gets no molds. It stays fresh. This bread is fresh. I can hear the same preaching. Of course, Deacon Betty can come take this and change it around. That's all right. Deacon Horn, the brothers, you all can take it and alter it. Make sure it's still right. The bread is still bread. Hallelujah. It's still bread. And this bread is right in the morning, midnight, when you're sick. This is the healing bread. Hallelujah. They tell you soup is the soup has healing properties, but no, the bread has the properties. I eat this bread and it heals. I eat this bread and set my heart aright. I eat this bread and it balances my blood pressure. I eat this bread and it causes those old corrupt sweet things to be cast. I eat the bread of life. Hallelujah. That's what we need. He said, the fiery serpents and the scorpions and drought where there was no water. And he brought you forth, water out of the rock of flints. My, who fed you in the wilderness with matter which your avat knew not, that he may humble you, and that he might test or he might prove you to do you tov or right in the latter end. Do you all hear that, brothers and sisters? He took them and fed them manna. And he's taken us out of Mizraim. And he wants us to feed us the same manna, the bread that sustains us. We don't need the quail, we need the bread. We got meat to the full, we need bread. We need the street of bread. I don't care, in every nation, the most natural thing that one needs is the protein of bread. Bread and water. We need the bread, we need the water that come out of this flint, this rock. Yahshua, the rock of Gibraltar. Nothing can move him. Nothing will move him away from what's in his heart. And the love of Yahshua, the Isha, the Torah. That are sons of Israel. That should flow from us, the Isha. That should be the living water that flow from us, the Isha of Torah. I don't care what we learned in the past. I don't care how deceived I've been. And I've been deceived above all men. One of the most powerful men in the book was deceived. Sha'ul, until he traversed that road of Damascus to kick against the prick. Yahshua spoke in the Hebrew tongue. Sha'ul, why are you fighting against me? We are fought against things in our mind, even though we could see the sense and the validity of it in scripture. We have to wrestle and battle with it. But Todayah, that he did not give you over unto that bewitching power, whereby you could not believe the truth, the Torah. Hallelujah. He's not going to give you over to that Yisrael. You have to have battles, and those came against you, wondered why, and questioned the legitimacy of what you were doing. You were doing the will of Yahweh. There was a purpose in you that was not substantiated by man or Dave Roberts or some man or some woman, but it was the will and the purpose of Yah. It was the life of Yahshua that it became real in you. The word was real, and the life of that word was real down in you. And nothing could quench that fire. And that water flowed from out of your inward parts of your belly. The fire couldn't be put out. You try to throw it away from your mind, but the Ruah will quicken it and bring it right back alive. You try to darken it out when you sleep, but it will come alive again. You couldn't get it out of your mind, your thoughts. You tried to wash your hands of it. When you look, you can still see the blood. Your hands were still covered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You knew you didn't bring yourself out of Mizraim, out of Egypt. You had no power to separate yourself from sin. From Minai, from Gad, from fortune. Hallelujah. No good luck, honey. It was just the dumb, the blood of Yahshua. The mercies of Yahweh. The promises of Yahweh unto Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov unto the house. He's going to save all Israel. I say to you, Israel, you shall be saved. To the remnant of Israel, he shall save all. He shall save all Israel. Not your daddy, not your mama. He's going to save all Israel. Yah is going to do the work. Hallelujah. This generation says that I've got my own wealth. Yah says, I'm proving you all today. He said, I want to show you that I have the right thing in my mind at the end of this all. Trust Yahweh, brothers and sisters. The wicked are going to be turning the hell in all nations that forget Yah. And you say in your love, don't say this, my power and my might of my own hand has gotten me this wealth. I'm wealthy because of my own intellectual power. I need no man to teach me. I need no one to instruct me. He says, but you shall remember, you shall zakah Yah, your Abba. Don't forget Yah. Do not shakal Yah. Do not ignore what he says. When you ignore his Torah, you're ignoring him. For it is he that gives you power to get wealth. It is Yah that gives you power to be wealth in your health. And that wealth of Yah that Hayel. It is not this damn mess that TDJ talks about. It is the strength of Yah. It's the maturity. It is the blessing. It is the fullness of Yah. It is the substance. It is the influential power of the Ruah of Yah. That's the wealth of Yah. Yahia. Not some Cadillac. Not some piece of land. Why? Because the earth is Yah's. The fullness. The cattle upon 1,000 hills, they belong to Yah. Come on. They all belong to Yah. That's not the wealth of Yah. But it's his strength in Yahshua. It is the influence of Yah through the revelation of Yahshua in your life. That's our wealth, brothers and sisters. It is Yah to give you power to get wealth. Hallelujah. These rags, come on. $20 worth of cloth, of trash. That ain't no wealth. There's some blocks and bricks. Come on, brothers and sisters. Image rich, but poor as they come. That's what this nation is an image rich nation. It wants to keep up a false nation. Oh, we're prosperous. We're this, we're that. We're poor. We're poor people. We're anemic. Our spirits are it's just in a mess. No strength at all. No power. The word of Yah doesn't influence us. He's not talking about this wealth. He's not talking about the sensual trash that comes from God or Minah. He's not talking about that. The wealth of Wall Street is forsaking them, isn't it? It's tumbling. My prayer today, Yah, take it down. Oh, I do keep abreast of it. I watch it 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Dow down 263 points. Let it fall, Yah. Let it fall 3,000. Well, that's going to devalue the dollar. It's already devalued. If Yah say it is he that give us power to get wealth, I will see whether he's going to give me some wealth. Strength of his influence to press on. Hallelujah. The ability to prepare. How? Not with dollar bills, but with the wisdom of Yah. Look, brothers and sisters, our preparations are going to be with dollars. We got 4 or 5 thousand. That don't mean nothing to Yah. What is that? What would even $100,000 do among us? That's nothing. You really got $30,000 if you got $100,000? You really have nothing? Come on. Our wealth is from Yah. It is the wealth of his influence, his strength, his power for us to endure the very perplexities and hardships that shall come. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And every nation that shall call, ignore, forgets Yah, say to Yahweh, I will not adhere to your covenant, your rules, your Torah, I will not. That is when a man has forgotten Yah. And when they do that, they are turned on by religious practices. And they get this euphoric from religious rituals. Oh, Pastor Robert Shaw preached. What did he teach? He didn't deal with your sins. He hasn't said anything at all. Because when the Ruah is in the midst, it always deals with the world of sin. That is the first thing that the Ruah deals with, sin. The transgressing of the Torah, it always deals with sin. The Ruah Yah doesn't give a nickel worth of rat's dung about the plight of Negroes or white boys or black boys or Jewish boys. He cares about the house of Israel, that we may be brought in the nurture and the strength of Yah. Yah feeds the cattle and the birds and the sparrows. He feeds them. They sow not. That sheep out there in the field has not sown one seed out there. Yet we have had to sow wheat, hoping we get something green for them to eat. Buy hay. My. You can buy a bale of hay today under $40. We get 10 bales this week. Brother brought in an offering $1,000. We paid $200 to get the pit squared away. I bought 100 plus chickens for another $200. Brother Allen took 100 of that to buy some things that we need to get some gas. Well, the other 500 going about 10, 12 bales of hay. What do you have? 'Tis not nothing from that thousand, is it? Nothing left there, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And so this corrupt market today knows that we're going to get more because there's high demand and low supply. But it's all going to crumble. Bring it down, Yah. So I want the Dow, the commodity market. I want the gold is at what, $830 an ounce. Let it fall. It's going to all plummet. How do I know? Because they're going to cast their gold and their silver into the street. It is worthless. It is a false value. We better have the gold of faith. That's what we better have, trust in Yahweh. We better have that. So he sent them forth in the wilderness to test them and to prove them. That you will not, shakal, forget Yah. You will know you have forgotten Yahweh when you turn away from, when it's taught or when someone says that, it's like, they don't want to hear that. When his name is written, well, they turn up their nose. That's the wickedness. I don't care who it's from. When you declare the Son's name, I want to tell you, His name is not Jesus or Jesus. He came in the Abba's name. His name is the name of His Abba. He has no English, Latin, Greek name. He has a name of the Hebrew stature. That's it, brothers and sisters. I don't care what they say. That is the truth. And so when you began to mention the Torah, the things of Yah that are of simple truth, they get quiet on you. They become anemic. Their minds turn you off. That's all right. Did they turn Yahshua off? Sure they did. There was one by the name of Stephen. They when he told them, you're stiff-necked, you're uncircumcised in love, you always do resist the Ruah, they stopped their ears. My, you got to be tough to put something in your ears to stop it from hearing anything. You almost got to go way down that thing. They stopped their ears. And they ran upon that martyr, wicked dog. They were like beasts. Is that what a dog does, bite? Is that what a dog does to take down a prey? And they ran upon him with their dog teeth. And they bit and gnawed on that man because he told them of their wickedness and their sins. Because they did not want to hear the whole truth. And nothing but the truth, so help me, Yah. Declare unto me the whole truth. You can never understand truth unless it is defined by Scripture. For the Sadiqah, the righteous order of Yah, is from everlasting to everlasting. Listen, Yah is going to rule this way in Hashemayim. In His kingdom, He's going to rule that way. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. So His Sadiqah, His government is everlasting. And His Torah, His law, His Torah, His truth, His Torah is Emet. It is the truth. I don't care what they say. Yahshua taught anything else, He was a deceiver. Now did Jesus teach something different? But Yahshua taught Torah. Hallelujah. When you come to the light of whom He is, then you will understand the power of the Torah of Yah. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Verse 18, but you shall remember Zechariah, your Abba, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, his Brit Shadassah, which he swore to your Abba, as in this day. And it shall be, if you do at all, Shakar, forget Yahweh your Abba, and walk after what? Gods. After other gods. After Baal. After lords. And serve them and worship them. Yah says, I testify against. Do you understand that? When Yahweh is against, He say, I testify against you this day. That you shall surely abide. You shall surely be destroyed. You shall perish. I will destroy you. I will kill you. I will blot you out. I will cause you to go astray. He say, you shall surely perish. In hell, there is no remembrance of the wicked. That's why Scripture tells us that the kings, we're going to go, and we that are in the kingdom of Yah, we're going to go and see the very tragedy of hell, where the Tolal. I'm going to get back on that next week. Where the worm of man shall never die. This thing, hell, is not something, some temporal momentary thing that it consume all flesh and then it's consumed away. It's not so. Do you not know that Yah made the Melechim? He made them. Did they sin against Yah? Was not Shatan the cherub, the covering of His throne? Did He allow His heart to be lifted up and He sinned against Yah? So if it happened there in Hashemayim, you tell me that the kingdom, that this nature and the spirit of Shatan, that's why He's going to always rule. Yah's going to always rule His people. He's not going to give us to ourselves. He has never done that. When He made man, He gave him rule. He's going to always give us rule. Hallelujah. That's why He's not going to allow you or any man to break down His rule, His order in the earth. He's not going to allow you to do that. He's not going to allow you to destroy His Nabi, His men that stand with strength and power, that feed us the bread of life. He's not going to allow you to do that. I don't care what you do. He's not going to allow you to do that. You're not going to do it. Hallelujah. For when Yah strengthens a man, nothing. Nothing. As no one, as Yahshua said, you can't take my life. I give it. They didn't take Kephar's life for Shaul, Bartholomew, or Yochanan, Yaakov. They didn't take their lives. They gave them up. They were ready. Hallelujah. Those patriarchs in Ibrahim 11, they wandered. They looked for the city. They knew they had a promise. They had a heritage that they were looking for. They knew it was something greater than the caves and the dens and the houses, the palatial palaces. They knew it was something greater than that. They knew it. They had a promise that their Lev yearned for. We need to get that in us. That's my hope. The promise of Yah. The promises in Yahshua. City. Hallelujah. Well, I don't believe that. Well, this wicked world, they look for cities, don't they? That space shuttle Discovery went out when week before last. And on that mission, it did 6.5 million miles. That's a lot of miles. You can count that far in the rest of your lifetime. The little one, Sherry, I start counting now, she will never get that far. That's right. She will never count to 6.5 million. The thing does 15, 16,000 miles an hour. Everyone out 15 minutes around the earth. It's something that is greater than that. Yahshua comes. And graves out there, those that are dead, shall be caught up first. How fast? In the moment of a twinkling of an eye. I don't even know how fast that is. We that are alive and remain. That's all right. The shuttle, they can take up five or six. He's going to retrieve all Israel. Hallelujah. Nothing mythical. It is the reality of whom Yah is. It is the reality of whom He is. For we have not come by some amoeba, some black hole exploding, and this molecule created out of that. We've come by the hand of Yah, the spoken words. For He said, I'm going to make man, what? In my image. In our image. In the image of truth. In the image of my truth. He made Adam in the image. He made him in His image. He was the image of truth. That's why He spoke truth to him. Hallelujah. He spoke truth to him. He had truth. He had Torah. That's why Yah, when He sinned, He had to sacrifice and make clothing for Him and Shiva. And He's paid the ultimate price. Nothing else can be paid. Yahshua paid it all. And that's all right. That's all right. I'm glad it wasn't mom or daddy. I'm glad it wasn't the president. Hallelujah. I'm glad it wasn't some rich man. He was rich, but he became poor. And he did not have the kind of garments these lying dogs say he did. You understand? They shot the feet, old craps. For His garment, they shot or they cast lots. See who would get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to cast lots for the garment of Yahshua. What is His garment? The cloak of tzedakah, righteousness. Our minds covered with the righteousness of Yah. Yahshua in our minds and our thoughts. All the wicked will be turned into hell because they will go to their gods and identify with their gods. Verse 19. And it shall be, if you forget, shall call Yah your Abba and walk after gods and serve them and worship them. I testify against you this day, against you, Israel. You shall surely perish. You shall be abhorred. You shall be destroyed. I will blot you out. I will cause you to go astray. As the nations which Yah destroyed before your face, so shall you perish. So shall you perish. So shall you perish, because you will not be obedient unto the voice of Yahweh, your Abba. What is the voice of Yahweh that speaks to us? It is His Torah. It is His Torah, brothers and sisters. These liars that say that Yah speaks to them with some kind of verb, He speaks to us by His Torah, His truth. He speaks to us by Yahshua. He speaks to us by Yahshua, that's it. He speaks to us by Yahshua. What else could Yahshua say to us now that He didn't say in the beginning? If we can't believe what He said then, these dogs, well, their God does speak to them. I believe that. But men ought to stop that. Well, Yah spoke to me. He did not, man. He did not, woman. He speaks to us by Yahshua, for that is the perfect way. Yah speaks to you and calls you to tremble. He elected and chose men. And there were times that his voice would thunder and they didn't even know it was voice. Those that were on the darkness. When Yahshua was baptized, he said, "This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased." Some thought they'd heard thunder. They thought they heard an earthquake. But Yahshua knew who it was. But Yah speaks, his voice thunders and he quakes, and the earth trembles and rails and roils and toils. When he speaks, all creation is moved out of joint. Woe unto them that desire the day of Yah, because he's going to speak on that day. You wicked, unprofitable servants, you people that deny and forsake my name, in hell shall you lift your eyes. You don't want him to speak now. We need the tender speaking of Yahshua to speak to us. That's what you want to speak to you. Yeah, I'm telling you that. You don't want Yah to speak. You want the tender mercies of Yahshua to speak unto you. You want the tender mercies of Yahshua. For when Yah speak, all hell is awakened. Everything arises when Yah speaks. For the earth hears his voice. Everything tremble. So their gods may be speaking to them. Benihin, I have no problem. When he say, "God told me," none whatsoever. Of course, I don't listen to Benny Hinn or when T.D. Jakes, these children of hell. There are times that there are excerpts of them that I will hear because of me searching the dial or searching certain things. Kenny Copperhead Copeland, the snake, the venomous, poisonous dog. I believe that their God speaks to them because God, the God of this world, is Shaitan. The God of this world is Shaitan. That's why everyone say, "Well, you know, God is good. Quote, God is nice and I love God." I know they love their God because there's only one God. He is the prince of the powers of the air. He is the prince of the powers of the air. And they are surrogates unto him. They are deities unto him. But he is the God. That's why he wanted to exalt this throne above Yah, that he could be called Yahshadiah, the Most High One. That's why he said to man, he said to Shava, Eve, that when you deny the Torah of Yah, you'll become as a god. Know the difference between Tav and Roth, good and evil. And this America has denied the Torah of Yah, and so it goes about to establish its own right way, its own Tav, its own Roth, its own good, its own prestigiousness. Does it not do that? That's why they can bomb the hell out of a nation and kill babies and die and destroy them. And you got these dogs from hell saying it's all right. Go over there in Iraq and bomb those folks to hell and destroy them. It's wickedness because of their greed, their loss, and their mercantile. That's what it's all about. They're greedy men. They're liars and they're thieves. The Saudis and all of them, pervert kings and rulers and Islamic facets, and they oppress the people and drive them to hell and cause abject poverty to overtake the people. They destroy them, they will. And you find rising up these madmen. They created Osama bin Laden. They created Zakawi and Zahrawi, they created these men. They created Mr. Saddam. They created them all. They made these men with their millions, their monies, their billions. They created them all. They said that Mr. Saddam said to Mr. Bush, "Give me $1 billion and I will leave Iraq." No, the purpose wasn't Mr. Saddam. They wanted to bomb that place into the back ages. And the babies are dying. We don't even think about that. Those babies are dying. No milk. They had more electricity under Mr. Saddam than they do now. There's some children that you need to put the rod on more than you do others. I don't care what you say. There's some children you need to get the stick and whip the fire to them. Hallelujah. There's some you can take a stick and whack them and their whole attitude change. There's some that you got to take that stick and bring that. You got to draw that crazy thing from them. Hallelujah. All powers that be ordained of Yah, Yah established them. These greedy dogs from hell, they're not of Yah. That's why this spirit today, they're saying we're getting rich. America said, "Mr. Bush, look at the prosperity. Look at the job industry. Look at the growth. There's nothing here." They're making pennies. They're making putrefied pennies. You can't even live off the pennies they're making. There was a time that our great-great-granddaddies made 50 cents, $2 a day, $2 an hour, and they get more. They had more. They saved more money than you making $20, $22 an hour. It was a strain on them just like it is on us today. But they were wise. They were not driven by lust. They had a knowledge of the Torah, even though they didn't understand the specifics or the power of Torah. But yet they understood that there was a law, there was a Torah, that they did right by their brothers and sisters or men in general, whether it was a white man or a black man, whether it was a slave master or the slave ruler, it made no difference. They did right. And they prospered in those ways. It made no difference who it was. Whatever the man's color skin was, he did right. Hallelujah. And they prospered. Poor hillbilly in the hills made $2 a day, and yet he had more money than his children had when he died. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. And so the powers that be have turned us away from obeying Yahweh. And once you turn the people away from obeying Yahweh, then you will cause them to forget Yah. When you do not obey the Torah of Yah, you will cause them to forget Yah. You will be deceived by God worship. And that's all we have in this nation, God worship. I tell you that, listen by the live stream. Your sons and your daughters, they're drugging their minds today. They drug them in the cafeterias, the food they feed them. They drug them in the books and the teaching they teach them in the school. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. They're drugging their minds. They're polluting their minds, their thoughts. I don't care what dimension of schooling they go to. They're polluting their minds. They're drugging them. And their minds cannot even discern or understand what is truth, what is right, what is wrong. And that is the truth. They're teaching these effeminate homosexual doctrines in these schools. You cannot even call a faggot now. A young girl hugged a boy in school the other day and they kicked her out. Child come to school with a little fake plastic knife, they suspend them 10, 20 days. They're creating this kind of mindset. They're establishing in them what they want to. That's why parents, you need to bring them up in the fear of Yah. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. I don't care if you don't have a pot to urinate in or window to throw it out. You bring them, you teach them the principles of Yahweh. If Yah owned the earth and the fullness thereof, He can give you a place to live. He can give you a house. He can give you cows. He can give you cattle on 1,000 hills because they all belong to Him. But of all things, you trust Him and you wait patiently upon Him. You cannot shall call forget Yah because you're going to be turned into hell. Your mind is going to be in derision or pain. You're going to be afflicted in your mind. Your mind, your thoughts about Yah, your thoughts will perish from your inward parts. Isn't that a scenario that we're encountering this day? Our thoughts of Yah being destroyed. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't sit there like hypocrites on me. Hallelujah. The thought of Yahweh is not even in our mind. We worry more about the electric bill and telephone bill. Whether we get paid this week, how are we going to make it? Hallelujah. I'm not worried about eating or nothing, making it or nothing. For Yah has provided a way in the midst of the wilderness. Sure He has. Sure He has. I was telling Brother Ricky, because I think, what was that, Thursday night, Brother Dale, the brothers, Deacon Benny, we butchered some cows, three of them. We traded off some work for many, three cows. Nice cows. They were fed, nice, organic, because He spread turkey lit on his field. So there was no chemicals. He just feed his cows grass. The grass-fed cows. So I said to Alan, go see the man about those cows. The man said, tell Pastor Roberts I give him the cows. If he do a little pruning on some trees, Brother James going to take care of that. Got a tree to cut down. He got some plants he want to prune around his yard. Deacon Horn, the brother's going to take care of the tree needs cutting down. I got three cows here. You can have them all. And so I was with the brothers on Thursday night. We had a wonderful time. It was cold. Just out there with the brothers watching them butcher the cows and doing my little part, just being there. I said, brothers, I'm just here to strengthen you all. You all get it done, but I'm just as happy that Yah has blessed us with some cow meat. Well, you can eat cow meat because it's a clean animal. You just don't eat no swine or no rabbit feet. Hallelujah. And we're going to eat the cow meat. You hear that? You understand? We're going to eat chicken. Sure we are. We're going to eat goat. We're going to eat sheep. Because Yah said you eat that. Just don't eat the catfish. Don't eat the lobsters and the shrimp. Hallelujah. Don't eat the buzzard or the crow. And we're going to eat just what He says we can eat. Hallelujah. We're going to do it all in moderation. That's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. So He will cause men to give on. It is Yah that give us power to get wealth. had no money, but he gave us power to get 3 cows. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. And we're going to eat them too. Every last one of them. Hallelujah. Look what scripture says in Job. Job says in Job chapter 8. As Bildad reproves Job. Look what it says in Job 8:13. Job 8:13. He says, Job, now I know you talk out of your frustrations, but I want to tell you something. Job 8:13. He says, so are the path of all that forget shall call Yah. The path of those that forget Yah, it is one of hypocrisy, and the tigva perish, the hope perish. When a people forget Yah, they have no hope at all. When a people forget Yahweh, they walk in this delusional mindset of a hypocrite. And you have these false hypocrites. They pretend that they love Yahweh, but they're false in their practical applications of walking in Torah. Don't turn back, brothers and sisters. I don't care how the world tries to convince you. The way that Yah laid out for us is in the book. We've been ignorant. We've had ignorant men. They have learned not from the bosom of Yahshua. They learned from men that were corrupt. You see, these corrupt men like the T.D. Jakes and all, they're those that leave them and they start other little whole houses by the thousands. And those that leave them with the same doctrines that are proliferated. Yahshua chose 12. 120. And they're in the upper room at the outpouring of the Ruah. And they went forth. And there was a precise order to doctrine. And they taught in every nation, every tongue, and every place. That's why when he poured out the Ruach that day, they spoke in languages, tongues, that it was understood by Parthians and Medes, men of Pamphylia, Arabians. They understood what they said. They heard them speak the wonderful word of Yah. Not this damnable trash, this Giddish mess that we had. They spoke in the language of Yah. They told of the wonderful works of Yah in Yahshua. That's what they did. Man prays in tongues, or he speaks in tongues. Let there be an interpreter to tell us what that means, that we all may be strengthened. Not that he gets some kind of inner strength from that, but that is revealed unto Yisrael that we all are blessed. The path of all those that forget Yah, it is the work of a hypocrisy or hypocrite. That's why the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that shall call or forget Yah. When a nation forgets Yah, it is a false nation. America is false. Russia is false. Algeria is false. Uganda is false. Egypt is false. Kenya is false. Saudi Arabia is false. Russia is false. China is false. India is false. There's only a remnant of Israel in every nation. There's a remnant. That's why he called us the remnant, the elect of Israel. We are the remnant of Israel. I don't care what no one says in the theological approach. That is the truth. There's a small remnant. That's what a remnant is. It is a remnant. It's just a small piece. I don't care if it's a 10,000 yards of cloth. If you just get just a small piece of it, you can tell the texture of what it is. You know what the cloth is. Don't need to have a big piece. Just a little piece. Hallelujah. Yah says unto us into Helium 78:1, give ear. O my people, Yah says to us, Psalm 78:1, give your attention, give ear. O my people, are we the people of Yah? Then give ear, he says. What does he tell you to give ear to? Come on, say it loud, brother. To his Torah, his law. That's what he says. O my people, give ear to my Torah. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. What's the words of Yah's mouth? His Torah. Can I show us something? That's why when we forget Yah, we forget the Torah, we forget Yah. David says in Tehillim 78:5, I want to read this expeditiously. Follow along with me. Psalms 78 verse 5. Tehillim 78 verse 5. For he, for Yahweh, established a testimony in Yaakov, and he appointed a Torah in Israel, which he commanded our avot. That they should make them known to their children. That they should make what known to their children? The Torah. The Torah. You must make the Torah known to your sons, your children, brothers and sisters. Why? That the generation to come might know them. Even the children which should be born. who should arise and declare them to their children. So Brother Dale's son, yeah, if time permits, it is not, then his son, Brother Dale's son, shall rise, Abner, and he shall teach his sons the Torah of Yahweh. Brother Josh Martin's son, he shall rise, and Josh and his wife, they teach the Torah to him. He shall teach the Torah unto his son, his daughter. They should teach them from one generation to one generation. Why? That they might set their tikvah, their hope in Yah. See, if you don't have no teaching of Torah, you have no tikvah. You have no hope. Yahshua is the fullness of the Torah of Yah. That's why we Israel have hope. And we will set our hope in Yahweh. And not shall call, we will not forget the works of Yahweh, but keep his mitzvah. See, we don't have our tikvah, hope in Yahweh, we forget him. Can I ask us all a simple question? If a woman waits for the bridegroom of her youth, if she has a hope in seeing him, she doesn't forget him, does she? Every thought is on him. Her waking moments, she goes to bed with the comfort that this day is one day closer. And when the next day comes, she arises, same attitude. She returns to that same posture, that same action. The night comes upon her, she goes to sleep with the same promise of hope. She doesn't forget the coming of that one that shall intrigue her beautifully as a husbandman. Do you understand that? So if we don't believe that Yah is going to intrigue us and bless us, we will forget him. And we forget him, we forget his mitzvah, his instruction. That's what we so easily forget. That's why they're not in our minds and our thoughts. Verse 8 of the same chapter. Why? And might not be as their avat. We don't want to be as our forefathers, our avat. A stubborn. Have we been that way? A stubborn and rebellious generation. That's why this is a generation of a witchcraft. A generation that set not their love aright, and whose ruah was not steadfast with Yah. This is a generation that does not love Yahweh. It despises him. It hates him. That's why you're going to be turned into hell. Every nation that shall call. Forget Yah. David said in Psalms 119, verse 1. Psalms 119, Tehillim, verse 1. I want to read three verses and I'm going to close. He says in Tehillim 119, verse 16, I'm sorry. David said, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget Shakol, your Daba, your word. I will not forget your Torah, Yah. He declares in the 93rd verse of the same chapter, I will never forget your precepts. For with them you have quickened Haya. Haya, you have made me alive. You have sustained my life. You have prospered me. You have restored me to life and health. In the 109th verse of that same chapter, my soul is continuously in my hand, yet I do not forget your Torah. You cannot forget the Torah of Yah. For forgetting the Torah of Yah, you forget the one that gave you the Torah. You forget the one that disciplined you and guided you. We cannot do that, brothers and sisters. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that shall call, forget that ignore Yahweh. You cannot ignore him. He is Shaddai. He is Yah. He is Shaddai. He is the mighty one and the most high. You cannot. We have all been ignorant. And I have been the most ignorant person among all people. But yet when the light of truth on Yahshua reveals unto us what the Abba has put in us, we cannot deny it. We must hold fast to the truth. We must buy it. For it is what caused us to prosper, to walk in the light of Yah, and to walk in His strength. May Yah strengthen Israel and the perfect Torah of Yahshua. May the power of His Torah cause us to delight. There's much more, but I want to stop here, all right? I felt wonderful in the beginning, but I'm getting tired. Hallelujah. I do pray that the word of Yah was enough to fill you, fill your mind. You that are listening, oh, wonderful. We have a beautiful crowd today with us. This house will be running over. Hallelujah. So they're listening from all over and they're coming, they're writing. And I do barak Yah for that. We had to get a new telephone line put in. And believe me, brothers and sisters, those T1 lines, when they put them in, they start off at $200, period. So if you get two, because it takes that kind of space for the people to log on the internet and to listen to the live service. It really does. It costs. It's not inexpensive. Everything costs. And you have to get certain things, software and stuff like that. It really costs, brothers and sisters. We're not making any money here. That's not our issue. We're not trying to. We're not selling you no oil to make you rich. We're not sending out no little pins. You pin them on you, and everywhere you go, the monies are going to flow. That's the Ike thing. Well, your electric bill is due. Well, he calls it to be paid. We told him, yeah, that's all right. I don't want to be no millionaire. I don't want to be no millionaire. I don't want no $10 million. Hallelujah. What I pray, I say, yeah, sure, like, let someone send $2,000, $3,000. That's enough. Someone send $3,000. You can make a check out to Yahweh's congregation. Hallelujah. I'll use it. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want to be like that. And you don't want to be like that as well. Yah, barak you all. Be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, be strong. Yahshua is coming. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish my book. I say this in my closing. I got some books that I've started, some booklets. Some will be 20, 30 pages. But I've been busy around here because there are things that I'm trying to get done, place in order. You know, the physical look at the place. There are things that I think that is right to do because it is a representation of what we are. May Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I do pray that Yah bless you today. Be encouraged. For I am. In all things we do, barak you, our Abba. We bless you for all things. Those that listen and join with us, our friends, we bless you all. Wherever you're listening from, we don't know all that are listening, but we bless you. Toda Yah for you all. May strengthen you all. May the broadcast today be a tremendous blessing to you. Bless us all, Yah. Give us strength. Touch Brother Patrick, Brother Dolphus, Sister Horn, and all of us here, and Pastor Person, Brother Duke's there. Bless him in Wilmington. And Brother Jerome James and Sister Thelma there in Louisiana. All of them, Yah, you know them all. Elder out there in Kentucky, Yah, bless them all. And Elder Fisher in Missouri. Brother David Manning. Yah, we just call those by name specifically, Yah. Just bless them all and strengthen them. Take us all home safely and give us all rest this Shabbat. In Yahshua's mighty name in the Israel crowd, hallelujah. 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 Shalom, Yisrael.